I think spending 4 years in Rome in the shadow of St. Peter's Dome does something to someone in their life. And every time the passage refers to Peter, whether in the Acts of the Apostles or in the Gospel text, they are some of my favorite passages. Peter has no problem, nor the Gospel writers, about showing his humanity and what is written. And I say that to you, my brothers and sisters, because it should be a consolation to us when we see his humanity lived out. Consolation for us, because Peter and Paul, they were human. They were of the same nature. They are of the same nature as you and I. The Gospel text today, you know, the famous reality that the Greek words change, but the English words remain the same. Jesus asks Peter for agape love. Peter gives him the love of a brother in return, and their first two questions and responses. The last time Jesus reduces what he is demanding of Peter, reducing the love that he is asking from the agape love to the love of a brother. And Peter is perturbed that Jesus has lowered his standards, knowing that he has heard what Peter has offered him and has actually met him and what Peter is willing to offer. But I think it's in the question today that I want to focus a little bit, where Jesus asks the question of Simon Peter, "Do you love me?" And the response each time is yes. And then the response of Jesus is not good, great. I was curious. I was wondering. No, the response of Jesus to the affirmation of love is an invitation for Peter to act. And it's not just an action, it's not just a thing that he has to do, but it is something that Jesus himself does, and therefore is inviting Peter to do exactly as he does. I had a conversation with someone earlier today, and we were discussing the nuances of how we use our language and what we say when we speak about, like, the project of our conversion, right? We are all in the process of conversion and transformation of our life. There is redemption, which we have all entered into, and then the continuous conversion of our life. But rather than simply saying, I am about the conversion of my life, I'm bringing about the transformation of my work, it is better for us to say that I am called to love. I am called to give myself away. It is exactly the same thing. A call to love and the generous gift of myself and giving away, and the conversion of myself. Both of them say exactly the same thing, because the conversion of our life will take place when we stop acting like ourselves and start acting like we are created to. We are created in the image and likeness of love. We are created to give ourselves away. When we focus on a process of our own transformation and conversion, it can get us so that we are turning in on ourselves and only looking at ourselves. This is not the right disposition of one who is made in the image and likeness of God. The very act of turning in towards oneself distorts who you are. Yes, we are created for introspection. We can create an image of self, and we can study and understand all these things, but this is not who we are created to be. Being made in the image and likeness of God is not to turn in on oneself, but to turn out towards another. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Then act, then love as I have loved. You are free to love them, to feed them, to care for them, to tend them, to do these things for them. In entering into this, Peter, the conversion and transformation that we know is not complete because you denied me three times, not a few days ago, will begin within you. You say that you love me. Yes, then do as I have done. Act. Love. Pour yourself out for the other. The love that you give to me, Peter, you are going to be invited to give something even greater that you are not willing to give right now. But love, and this will grow within you. So the invitation for us, my brothers and sisters, be careful in the words that we use, even in speaking about our own transformation and conversion, speaking about what we're about. We are not about a self-healing project. We are about giving ourselves and pouring ourselves out in love for each other. If I enter into the truth of who I am, if I do, if I am, if I act in that truth, the transformation I long for will come. Amen.